With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, November 25th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Last night on KLEM Radio, a non-conference girls basketball contest went the way of Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers defeated Galen Catholic by a score of 72-50 to open the new season, and the Panthers start off the year 1-0. It was a great win for Kingsley Pearson, and head coach Nicole Goodwin says she's very pleased with how the Panthers got the year started.
I was pleased with the girls. I was pleased defensively with our rotation, whether we were pressing or not pressing, that our help side was good. There was a few breakdowns here or there, but they were just really reading each other well. And then offensively, they were finding that open person, making that extra pass. You know, we took some good shots. Some fell, some didn't. Our goal in that second half was to finish our layups, and we did a much better job with that. And then they did a great job on their free throws.
Panthers had 10 different players score at least 2 points. But that being said, Galen Catholic was within 5 at the halftime break at a 39-34 deficit. Head coach Brandon Shecker of Galen Catholic girls basketball says the first half was really nice to see.
I couldn't be more happy and pleased with how the girls came out tonight. You know, in the past few years, if you remember, we've always had kind of slow starts and then had to work from behind, and tonight the girls brought it. They had a ton of energy, and you know, we just talked about what a big step from, you know, a couple nights ago at our, you know, the Jamboree. You know, I felt like we were very reserved and held back, and tonight I think we took a huge leap forward.
In the second half is when the Panther defensive intensity turned up and really made things challenging for Galen Catholic. Head coach Nicole Goodwin says even with all the adversity that her team has had to deal with here the last couple of weeks, with the moving of where they're practicing and all that kind of stuff as well, she says they've prepared well to be a really good defensive team.
The first couple weeks of the season has been a little different, and we've been practicing late, and, you know, Pearson's a smaller gym, so you get two hoops, basically. So we haven't been able to do a lot of breakdown stuff like I usually do the first couple weeks of practice, but the girls have adapted, you know, and they're resilient. They really are. They're probably more resilient than us older age people, but they've done a great job. The leadership that the seniors bring and junior, they're just doing a great job all around.
Coach Shecker says his girls did not quite have the consistent approach that his team needed to be able to deal with that pressure.
Going up against a team that returned all 5 of their starters from last year, now one of them's injured right now, but you know, they got a ton of juniors and seniors, tons of playing experience, and for our girls to battle like that, their pressure actually hurt us a little bit here and there, but when we were calm and collected, you know, I felt like the girls did a nice job of breaking the press, which wasn't the case the other night. So, again, I'm just looking at a lot of these little things, and it was just a nice, great step in the right direction for us.
Kingsley Pearson improved to 1-0 on the season. They had 3 different players scoring double figures. Julia Howe had 14 points to lead the way. Peyton Trapp had 13. Cadence Hill had 11. Again, 10 Panthers scored in the victory. Ayla Schmidt led Galen Catholic with 15 points. Emmy Castle had 8 points as the Jays dropped to 0-1. Also in girls basketball action yesterday, just one more game of note. It saw number 3 ranked Cherokee defeat Sioux City West 68-19. We go to the bowling alley where the MRAC bowling dual schedule got underway at Sweet 16 Lanes in Lamar's yesterday. On the girls' side, the Lamar's girls scored a 25-55 to defeat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln's 19-38. And the Bulldogs were led once again by Kendra Keith, who has proven to be the top bowler for the Bulldogs at least through 2 meets on the season. She bowled a 401 with her best game coming at a 228. Madeline Gerard bowled a 352, and she was able to get a 221 game as well. The Bulldogs bowled to a 171 Baker average and a best Baker game of 203. They did crack 200 twice in their Baker games in the win over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. They have started off the year undefeated. The boys bowling schedule also got started yesterday with the Lamar's boys nearly putting up 3,000 right out of the get-go. They shoot a 29-76 to down Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln's 26-27. The Bulldogs were led by who else but Taylor Lindner. His first series of the year is a 5-11, nearly identically split split, 256, 255. He's off and rolling in his senior year. Drake Gill bowled a 431. He had a 231 best game and followed that up with a 200. Caden Heitritter with a 407, a 207 plus a 200 got him to that 407 mark. The Bulldogs in the Baker games were a little less than desirable. They bowled a 177 average still in the victory over Council Bluffs. Abe Lincoln beating the Lynx by about 350 pins. We also had some girls wrestling on the docket yesterday. The Akron Westfield girls were competing in Lyon County at the West Lyon Tournament. They scored 101.5 points and finished in second place to Central Lyon George Little Rock, who's got a really good team this year. Individually, Bree Rolfus at 100 pounds. She finished in third, going 2-1 on the day. Peyton Hewitt finished third at 110 pounds. Kai Utesh was second at 115 pounds. She went 1-1 on the day. And Kenzie Allen went 2-1 with two victories by pins, finishing second at 125 pounds. Also, Jocelyn Lennon at 120 pounds. She finished second for Akron Westfield as the Westerners continue their season with a nice showing at the West Lyon Tournament. All of those scores from basketball, bowling, and wrestling yesterday around the area, they can be found on our website, and that's KLEM1410.com. Well, we continue with some fall sports accolades to tell you about. We got some football all-district honors we got to pass along to you in the eight-man class, where Kingsley Pearson and Remsen St. Mary's earned some all-district accolades. First, starting with all-district awards, the defensive MVP in Class 8 player District 1, it goes to Kingsley Pearson senior Tyler Goodwin. Roughly speaking, he averaged about 150 tackles a game. It felt like he was all over the place defensively for the Panthers, and certainly a well-deserved honor. Again, defensive MVP in Class 8 player District 1 is Kingsley Pearson senior Tyler Cook. On the first team all-district offensive team, well, that's where we find Tyler Cook for his great running back abilities. He earns dual recognition both for his defense and his offense. Offensive lineman Jackson Newman was also a first team all-district recognition, and he's a sophomore, so he's coming back for the Panthers. Offensive utility goes to KP senior quarterback Landon Howe. First team all-district defense, that's where the Panthers really mopped up awards. Five different Panthers are in first-team all-district defense, including defensive lineman Caden Bodorf-Beeson, Cal Harvey, a defensive lineman, Wyatt Clayton, a linebacker, defensive back Easton Nissen, and defensive utility Gavin Trapp. Those five Panthers earning first-team all-district. Second-team all-district is where we bring in some Remsen St. Mary's athletes as well, including quarterback Dalton Klein, running backs Dayton Knipe and Elijah Schrader, wide receiver Bo Johnson, and two offensive linemen, Ty Chappelts and Sam Garrett. Kingsley Pearson also earned a few recognitions on the second-team All-District offensive list, including running back Darius Rasmussen, offensive lineman Alexander McCoy, and offensive utility Eli Schrader. Second-team All-District defense for Remsen St. Mary's include linebacker Lucas Sheehan and defensive utility Trey Gallus. Kingsley Pearson earned a couple of nods here as well. Defensive linemen Jack Seglum and Kyron Schmid, as well as defensive back Sam Duskett. You can check out the full listing of All-District honorees in Class 8 Player District 1 involving Remsen St. Mary's and Kingsley Pearson athletes. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's go to the sports schedule for today, where the basketball season really ramps up. We've got a number of area teams competing, some in their first competition. Like Lamar's Community, the Bulldogs are in action for the first time this season tonight. They head to Council Bluffs Lewis Central for a potential future conference rivalry there. That's in girls basketball only, of course. Also in MRAC girls basketball action, Sioux City East is at Spirit Lake. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln battles Shenandoah, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson hosts Missouri Valley. Warrigal Conference girls basketball, Galen Catholic goes right back to work after their loss last night against Kingsley Pearson. They head to Sloan to take on Westwood. MMCRU opens their season in Holstein tonight to take on Ridgeview. Alta Aurelius at Sibley Ocheden, Terrace Lake Park at GTRA, and Hartley Melvin Sanborns at Sioux Central. In the Western Valley Conference in girls basketball, Lawton Bronson hosts Unity Christian, and OABCIG is at Logan Magnolia. Girls wrestling today. Hinton heads to Fort Dodge for a tournament put on by Iowa Central Community College. Best of luck to the Blackhawks in that competition as well. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegg.